Hello, my beautiful souls. Welcome or welcome back to my podcast. As always, I am your host, Maya McCarthy, and this is Unlock Your Highest Self. On Unlock Your Highest Self, we uncover and digest the understandings of the human experience through the mind, body, and soul connections, along with really implementing understandings of mindfulness, movement, and wellness. As a personal trainer, these are my things. These are something that transitioned me into the person that I have been and have become today. And along with all of that, it's just a passion for me. This is always and will always be a passion project to not only educate individuals, but to make a safe space online for people to come and to listen and to, you know, enjoy my viewpoint on life, enjoy what I have to say, and enjoy just the time that they have to really come in touch with themselves, their minds, their bodies, and souls. Within saying all that, what is today's episode all about? College. I know it's a little bit different than my typical outline of episodes, but I have decided in this new era of life, in this new season, I'm going to start a new season on my podcast. This season is going to be all about adventure and just being a human being and just experiencing and living. For the last 3 years of my life, I have been in school nonstop, have not taken a single break, J term, no summer. I've been doing school nonstop. I've also been working full time and along with that, running a business. So I would say my college experience probably doesn't look like your traditional day-to-day college experience. Not saying that people don't do what I do or not saying that I did a lot, whatever. We're not trying to like be all like that. I'm just trying to put out there the schedule that I was on. And I wanted to sit down today and start this new season on my podcast with some helpful information to maybe younger individuals, people at or in college, or just individuals as a whole. I think college and your early 20s is just an experience as a whole, like I said. And for me, it was definitely something that I would do over and over again, and I wouldn't change a single thing that has happened to me in college. I wouldn't change those days or months or even year or years where I had no one to really confide in or to have a relationship with, because, you know, being independent, going to a school out of state where you don't know anyone, it is a little weird. I'm glad I had like my loner phase. I'm glad I really understood my role in my own life and my independency. And we're just going to digest all of that. Along with all of that, you know, of course, personal training, health and wellness, we're going to talk about being healthy in college. We're going to talk about how you can care for your mind, body, and soul, because let me tell you, okay, this stuff is not easy. I don't give a who about what or about what your major is or about what you do or this and that. It's hard for everyone. You know, of course, yes, going to be a doctor might be a little bit harder than being an art major. I don't know, right? It doesn't matter, to be honest, at the end of the day. Everyone's levels of, like I've said before on this podcast, of trauma, of toughness, of trials and tribulations, they're all at the own level we experience, and we're not here to compare. Comparison is a thief of joy, as we all know. There's just no need to compare. So let's just drop all that before we hop into this episode. And for everyone who's here today, whether you're returning or you've tuned in before, whether it's been for 5 minutes or all my episodes, my love is always yours, per usual. And I hope you guys find something useful out of today's episode, or at least I hope you enjoyed hearing me on the mic again. It's been a minute. I know what I need, soulfully wise, and this is definitely one of those things. My takeaways from college, I'm not going to be ranking from like importance to irrelevancy. It's just going to be randomized. And to be honest, my first thing is when you go to college, even if, hear me out, you go to a college where every person in your high school is attending, there's going to be most likely at least 1,000 students. My school has about, I could be totally wrong, like 25,000 minus grad students, I don't know, something like that, whatever. So it's a decent sized school, it's a state school. And for me, I went to a high school that had 170 kids. So the transition was quite interesting. I didn't really ever have any issues with it, to be honest. I'm a very sociable being when need to be, and I can put myself into a room and make friends if need be. So I was not really nervous on that level, but I will say, yes, college is nerve-wracking. It's so nerve-wracking figuring out where your classes are the first day. I used, freshman year, I had Snapchat. And the way that I operated to get to class was SnapMap. Why did I not use Google Maps? I have no idea. I'm glad I've been independent for 3 years because I've learned quite a bit of things. So yeah, like you're going to mess up. You're going to do some stupid things. You're going to have some times of like loneliness, this and that. But my number one thing is no matter what school you go to, no one really knows you. And you can use this as a good or a bad thing. Most people are going to hear that line and be like, that's depressing. No one really knows me. No one cares for me. No one is my friend. But for me, that is, oh, guys, this is my favorite thing about life. This is why I want to continue to bounce around state to state, country to country, because at the end of the day, I've had really close relationships and I have adored everyone that has been close to me, obviously, because they've been there for a reason. But at the end of the day, even we don't really know ourselves. So having the opportunity of walking into a room, clean slate, no one knows your background, no one knows the things you've done wrong or the embarrassing things that have went on in your life or your family life. I don't know where that word came from. No one knows all that stuff. It's a clean, fresh slate. So you choose who you want to be. This is freedom. This is liberation in itself. You can do this every day. I choose to do this personally every single day. Like every day I wake up, I'm a brand new person. Whether you think that's a little crazy or not, it's just reality. You're a brand new person every single day you wake up and you choose to carry those past things. You choose to, it's all a choice. You choose. That was so rude of that car to do that. Like, did they not know? I'm kidding. Anyways, what I'm trying to say is you choose to present and to be this person that you want to be every single day. And for me, I was well known in my hometown for X, Y, and Z things. I was also just well known in general. It's hard to not really be well known when you go to a school that's so small. And I hated it. I wanted to be a side character in everyone's side character. Wow. In everyone's life. Not sure where all the jumbling over the words are coming from today. It's probably because I haven't been on the mic in a minute. But anyways, what I'm trying to say is it's just really raw and cool that you can walk in a room and just be a complete different person. Now, I'm not saying like morally realign yourself and tell people you're from a different state when you're not. Like, okay, I know that can be fun in games when you go out, but at the end of the day, make sure it's all morally aligned with who you are and be your true authentic self. But you have to remember, like, it's cool. No one really knows your backstory, so they're not judging you off the bat for whatever reason. You can just choose to be what you've always wanted to be. Like for me, I wanted to elevate and become this woman who I really always kind of desired to be. And I couldn't do that in my hometown because everyone had this idea of me. And now I've, if you want to say, rebranded myself. I don't really like to use that terminology. It doesn't sound right. But for the understanding wise, I guess that's essentially what I did. And now people, I guess, view me in a different way. And we all know it's not how people view you. But sometimes in life, we have to biohack the ego and the egoic mind, and there are some benefits of being perceived in a certain way. And for me, I'll never not say that because it's kind of just the truth. So now when I walk in rooms, people can tell I hold my head high, I'm confident, I am grounded in myself, I have self-respect. I didn't have a lot of those things before, and it's been a very nice clean slate to rebuild myself and also just build myself in general. So I'd highly suggest if you're in college, if you're not in college, if you're about to be in college, no matter where you go, new city, new state, even if it's in your own hometown, try and push through whatever people perceive you as, and just be you, because people are going to perceive you eventually. Even if you know people for a month, they're going to start you know, having ideas of you and making these opinions, a lot of people haven't mastered observation, and that's, again, another reality factor of life. Something else that kind of correlates with this is follow your heart, not the opinions of other. College is a very confusing time. Yep, confusing. It should be nothing else, honestly. People are always like, oh, college has been so confusing. It stresses me out. I don't like it. And I'm like, this is what this time of life is supposed to be. In all reality, yes, it's confusing. Yes, you don't know if you're going to get that job. Yes, you don't know if the guy in your class likes you, or if you're going to go out this weekend. You don't know any of this stuff, and you're not supposed to. You're supposed to be young and free and enjoy and shape your life and shape your future, but also just be present. That's honestly the best lesson to learn, and following what you feel in that moment. In college, just as much as high school, and even after this, I know this, I'm not 40 years old, but I feel like I do have some wisdom on my shoulders to know that opinions are never going to be dropped. This is the best time to start not giving a fuck. Excuse my French. It's the best time to embrace it, because most of these people don't really, again, know who you truly are. So who cares? Who genuinely cares? It's the best time to embrace not giving a single who. If you really want to change, like, majors, or if you really want to graduate early, or if you really just want to spend the night in, or you want to try out a new club, do it. This is, again, this is your time of, like, experiment. I always talk about this with, like, my friends and stuff, but, like, we're at the age where we're supposed to be picking and choosing. I think life always is supposed to be like that. I don't know why society has made up this idea that college might be the time of experimenting, and then after we need to settle down. I very much dislike and even hate the terminology of settle down. I think it's cute, it can be a good thing, but most people's mindset is, I need to try all these things in college and then I can settle down later. No, you don't gotta go crazy. If you want to go crazy, go crazy. If you want to ball out every weekend and do all that stuff, then that's your life. You do you, but you don't need to jam it in 4 years of your life. You can spread it out, and you can calmly and healthily do these fun things that won't mess up your future or just mess up your mental and your health. Like, you don't have to party every weekend. You don't need to sleep around because everyone else is doing that. Take my life, take me for example. Like, I don't really partake in much of that stuff. I love to go out with my girls and friends, and I do it on my own terms. I don't try to do it because other people are doing it or because it's a cool thing. Like, it's my life. And again, I've resided with the I don't really give a fuck mentality throughout college. And it's just enlightened, honestly, every realm of my life. And it's made me more independent and confident and solid in who I am. Going along with kind of all of this stuff, you know, when you start to embody these things in college, that I don't really care mindset in a good way, of course, and, you know, opinions don't matter, and I want to just be me, you need to make sure you build and also nurture relationships that correlate with this. Ladies and gentlemen, this is the best thing I've ever done for myself. When I got out of high school, I just honestly cut everyone out in my life. You know, if you've listened in before, if you personally know me, you know that's what happened, whatever. But I decided from here on out, everyone that comes into my life will have to fit a standard. And most of the people have. Now, when they start to not fit that standard anymore, bye. Yep, bye. It might take me a little bit of time to really uncover who someone truly is. But when I do, you're gone. You're like, seriously, there's nothing else left for you. So good riddance. But no, for real, it's, you know, girls or guys, relationships, friendships, dating, whatever it may be, make sure it fits that line, like alignment. A lot of people, in all honesty, find their forever love in college. Like, I think it's a very popular place to find your forever love, at least in today's society, or maybe our parents' era. I don't know. Everyone I meet is like, we met in college. And I'm like, that's crazy, because I'd be meeting no one worthy of my time in my college. No offense, everyone, but no, but for real though, seriously, like, if you have to have crazily high standards where you don't meet anyone at all, then that's just a sign from the universe that you're not meeting your person or those friends in college, whatever. There are people out there though for you. I promise. Get into clubs, join intramural, get a job. Like, you're going to run into like-minded individuals. They might be hiding, especially if your mindset is very unique or different from the rest of the flock. But they're going to be out there. I promise you. I met my best friend unironically through my apartment, through my roommates. Had no idea she was even going to be one of my roommates. Had no idea, just randomized like the match up there, and boom, she's been one of my best friends since then. Fits me beautifully on every single realm, and you know, I'm thankful for it. And college brought me that great relationship, and it's what I needed, but I wouldn't have gotten that if I didn't, one, like, not give a fuck about opinions, was very grounded in myself and independent. Gain and embrace new things. Independency. Embrace it. College is a lonely time. You need to seriously invest in your independency if you want to make it out alive. I'm being so for real with you. You're going to have weekends. I can't even tell you how many weeks and weekends I spent by myself because friends went home, or I didn't have any friends yet, or I just really wasn't like in a sociable mood to make friends, where I just spent weekends on weekends alone in my dorm or this and that. And I know it sounds depressing, but I highly enjoyed it. I would take myself on walks. I would take myself to the dining hall. I would enjoy workouts. I really started to gain new hobbies. I started getting into style more. I started to get into new groups and clubs and try out different careers. And again, kind of like taking and eating from every pile and sector of life and understanding, like, ooh, I'm really interested in culture. I'm really interested in probably traveling. I also really love business, or I love working out. And then boom, I became a personal trainer. Like, all of that stuff kind of came through that like loneliness and alone time and independency that I really chose to embrace my freshman year. Now, this is just my story, but I think everyone in their own selves will benefit from learning to be independent in college, because life is always not going to be go, 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 surrounded by people, da, da, da. I mean, in college, you are surrounded by people a lot, but life's not always going to be like that. So again, I think building those foundations now is just going to be something that you're going to thank yourself for and utilize later in life. Hobbies is really important, because we all go through college and we lose friends, we gain friends, we have relationships, we break up, whatever. And it's good to have those hobbies. Like, the gym for me will always be a huge hobby and a passion of mine, but I have other things outside of that that I really started to embrace, and mindfulness, and I got into like spirituality, I got into all these cool things. And I wouldn't have done that if I didn't, you know, put myself out of my comfort zone and just spent a little time by myself. This one, if you do decide to, you know, enjoy college here and there and go out, or if you do like to go out a lot, ladies, be safe. Seriously, it is dangerous out here. I haven't really had any instances that have been like, whoa, except for my stalker freshman year. That was absolutely absurd. And being socially present, I have definitely like had some people in the area that I go to school find me through, you know, whatever, social media. And I've had weirder texts, but nothing like while I'm out. But just be safe, cover your drink, maybe don't drink more than like 2 shots and 3 drinks in one night. I mean, you're probably going to have your nights. You got to learn to learn, but make sure you also eat some greasy food or carbohydrates. Just be safe. Like, it's not something to mess around with, especially when you're in a new area and you don't know anyone. Like, I'm at the point where I really do know this town and I know this area that I'm at, so I'm confident with maybe, you know, walking myself here or there. But when you first come here, make sure you know, like, I was using Snap Map for GPS when I first got here, so I'm glad I didn't really venture out too much for the first month or two, because I probably would have ended up in a poor situation. And I'm thankful that I, like, had some things that brought me to this, like, level of protection of self. It's sad that we have to do this, but it's reality and we can't ignore reality because it is truth. So yeah, be safe. Invest into your own education. I understand you're paying to go to college, or maybe your parents are, or whatever. Someone's paying for you to go to college. Some money is being spent. But on your own term, invest in your own education. This could look like you've never been to the gym before, so maybe you buy a gym starter pack, or maybe you are really into crocheting, but you've never like ventured out and done that. Like, educate yourself. If you have hobbies, invest in them. The best thing you can invest in is yourself. If you're really into like self-care and maintaining your appearance or whatever that is, invest. I understand we're not really making big banks right now, right? Not everyone's got a high-paying job in college or works a job, but this is the best time. Your brain is at like the most wonderful capacity to learn and take in knowledge. Invest, 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 invest. I have had 3 mentors in college. Not saying that you need to do that, okay? I've had 3 mentors. I've had coaches of my own, and it's all helped me accumulate this knowledge outside of the classroom that's helped me build my business. It's also helped me in the classroom and understanding relationships and networking and all of these cool things. So if you have any opportunities that arise through your college to, you know, network or invest in these types of educations like book clubs or whatever is, you know, one, you're going to meet new people, but 2, you're going to learn more, and that's outside of the classroom. I think it's good to really start enjoying books during college or start enjoying some type of education, because if you don't now, when you're done with school, you're just going to be done learning. I feel like I see that a lot, where people genuinely finish school and they're like, okay, now I go to get a job and sit at a desk or whatever it may be, and I'm never going to read a book again, or I'm never going to read an article or write a paper. No, like, continue to feed your brain education, whether that's, you know, doing free writing, or it's reading random books that are educational, or just reading in general. We're always supposed to be learning. That's a big thing I will always stand for as humans. Like, we're always supposed to be taking in knowledge. So don't just stop. Don't just, because you're in school, you know, I understand it's hard to juggle school and also like 18 other tasks. I promise you, I be knowing it's hard. I promise you. Don't even stress that. But continue, even on the weekends, for an hour or two, like, find a hobby. It can be an educational hobby or this and that. I know I'm going back to the hobbies a lot, but I promise you, like, you're going to have free time in college. Even if you are working, even if you're a student athlete, there is going to be days or weeks where you low-key don't really have much going on. So find something to fill that time. Going on to that, investing in yourself and finding time, the gym, like I said. Whether you like walks, whether you like to run. In college, you need to do 3 things, the 3 pillars, the mind, body, and soul. I think practicing mindfulness is great in college, because this is one of the most stressful times for most young adults, and honestly, most people in their entire existence. Because if you're like a med student or something like that, like, you'd be going crazy, and I'm sure you're stressed through the roof. Even if you're like a business major too, I'm sure. Again, not comparing. So it's great to practice these mindful things, but on the other 2 realms, for your mental, it's hard. Mentally, this is hard. This kind of goes with the mindful and the soul being. You are going to have your days. You need to mentally care for yourself. That could look like watching your favorite TV show because you've had it. That could be going for a walk. That could be just dead ass taking a nap. I don't know what it looks like for you, but for me, it's probably like laying in the grass. The other day, fun fact, it hit me that I was graduating, and I genuinely just laid in the grass for like 3 hours, shed a few tears, and I was like, all is good, and I'm gonna move on. But anyways, and then for wellness and health, you know, go and move your body. We're in college, we all know, we're gonna be drinking some things we probably shouldn't be drinking, we're gonna be eating some fast food, we're gonna be doing all these things, so at least make sure you move your body like 3 to 4 times a week. Walks are great. Like, every college campus has an area to walk, I promise you that. Every college campus has a gym. I know it's nerve-wracking. I know it's not like the most fun experience to be in a room full of college students, mostly men. Right? I lift in the section, and most days it's me and like 1 other girl or 2 other girls. I get it. I understand. But this is a very important time in your life to implement and to start having good habits. It's like a fresh slate. It's like a fresh palette. We can pick and choose who we want to be, and we need to add these factors because, again, personal trainer here, I'm going to tell you again and again, it's important, okay? College will genuinely really teach you how to manage your time. As someone who started a business, has had like 50 plus clients, is obsessed with self-mastery and loves to find time to read, to sit down and do side hobbies like make a podcast, do a YouTube. Now, I may have not been the most consistent, okay? But I still did it and I'm still proud of myself. And it really taught me how to manage my time. Again, even if you're just going to college, maybe you don't even have a job, cool, whatever. You're still going to have to manage your time. I highly suggest if you have an iPad, plan out your day, use reminders. If you don't, like me, I use a good old traditional piece of paper in my planner and I write everything I need to do in it. Like genuinely, some days I have like wake up. I don't try to do that anymore, but some days, you know, that low-key be the first thing that I need to make sure I do is wake up and get out of bed. And that's reality. But time management is so important in college. And again, it's like learning to adapt. It's learning to adapt to these new schedules. You're constantly being thrown these things. You might have a meeting this day. For me, I run a business and I do all these other things. So like one day I have 8 meetings. The other day I need to work. The other day I'm like, wow, I'm actually a college student. I have to attend class. And then after that, I'm like, oh my gosh, I forgot to pay my bills. I need to do this. And oh my gosh, my friends want to go out and I want to be a college student. So now I need to figure to adapt and manage my time so I can finish my assignment and go out and have fun and da da da, hit the gym. Like, it seems like a lot. It may be a lot, but I promise you, every Sunday, sit down for 5 to 10 minutes and you will be like, okay, you'll be like, I got this. I have time for this. I can figure it out. And also learn to just go with the flow. That's something I've embraced this last year of college, partly because I have senioritis through the absolute roof, but also because I've learned that not everything needs to be in my planner. Like, girl, it's okay if someone has last minute plans and they want to hang out. It's okay. You can say yes. Your 45 things aren't going to die. It's okay if you don't get them all done. And most of the times, fun little fact, if you have something in your to-do list and it continues to, like, say Monday you have read chapter 5. And then on Tuesday, it still has read chapter 5. And then on Wednesday, you still have read chapter 5 and you haven't crossed it off. Is chapter 5 really that important? Probably yes. Okay, hold on. Probably yes. But hear me out. If it's something less relevant, maybe it's a little news flash. Like, maybe we don't need to do this right now. Maybe that can wait for the weekend. Let's figure out, you know, the project that's due tomorrow and the essay that I haven't written that was due 4 hours ago. Okay? Little time management tip there. But yes, there's so many things I've accumulated in college, like so many lessons. I mean, heartbreak, you know, sadness, depression, all of these things that may be perceived as negative or maybe not the most enlightening experiences, but everything's brought me to where I am today. And I'm absolutely so in love with myself to the point where I'm proud of myself and I pour that love into things I do and my passions. And I also pour it to people around me. I know the person that walked in those doors in the beginning of college was a completely like 180 times 1,000 different than who I am today. And I love that person I was before, but I also adore and give so much respect to the person that I am now. So whether you're in college, you're not in college, all of these things apply to you, I promise. But take away these things, like go live your life, go be you, go figure out that, you know, this is a time of confusion. Okay. Liberate yourself from that. Don't listen to anyone else. Don't compare that Joe, you know, down the hall has 18 jobs lined up. He's already a gazillionaire and drives a Porsche. Like, that's cool. We don't really know Joe, you know's story, because remember, everyone can change their story when they come to college. So choose your apples. Make sure you surround yourself with good, soulful people. Take care of yourself. That's probably my number one tip. Like, seriously, take care of yourself. The amount of weeks I've been so stressed out, my face had broken out. I was genuinely ill because I forgot that I had to take care of myself. I was like, I forget that's a thing, right? So take care of yourself. It will only make your experience 10 times better. And just give yourself grace and love and continue to spread that through your mind, body, and soul, whether you're in college, like I said, or not. I hope you guys enjoyed this little episode. And I'm excited for this new season, genuinely, on the podcast and in my own life. If you're also graduating college as I am, my blessings and love are to you. Have a safe departure from wherever you're at and go have some fun. Go enjoy life. I'm most certainly following my dreams, like I always am. But after this, I was like, what's the point of, you know, doing these things that are traditional that I don't want to do? Like, if you want to do them, good for you. Me, no. So your girl made a promise to herself the other day, and it's written down. I should probably tattoo it on my face at this point, but I'm going for my dreams and there's nothing to stop me. So have a lovely day. Embrace and embody every single portion and part of you. And like always, my blessings for this week ahead.